Deep in the hangar arms, droids supervised the disposition of the cargo pods from traffic stations located high above the deck. Scattered throughout the hangars were security automata, toting modified Blastech combat rifles, some with dispersal tips. The majority of the droids that comprised the Revenue Security Force were simply appendages of the freighter's central control computer, but a few had been equipped with a small measure of intelligence. The foreheads and chest plastrons of these lanky commanders were emblazoned with yellow markings similar to military unit flashes, though less for the sake of other droids than for the flesh and bloods to whom the commanders ultimately answered. OLR-4 was one such commander. Blaster rifle gripped in both hands and angled across his chest, the droid stood in Zone 2 of the ship's starboard hangar arm, halfway between the bulkheads that defined the immense space. OLR-4 was aware of the activity around him, but only in a vague way. Rather, OLR-4 had been tasked by the central control computer to watch for anything out of the ordinary, for any event that fell outside performance parameters defined by the computer itself. The resounding thud that accompanied the roosting of a nearby cargo pod was, given the size of the craft, well within those parameters. But the same couldn't be said for the hissing of pressure relief valves or the metallic clanks and stridencies that prefaced the slow rise of the pod's uncommonly large circular forward hatch. OLR-4's long head pivoted and his oblique optical sensors fixed on the pod. Magnified and sharpened, the captured image was transmitted to the central control computer, which instantly compared it to a catalog of similar images. Discrepancies were noted. Even as OLR-4's photoreceptors were scrutinizing the rising hatch, additional security droids were already hurrying to assume positions to all sides of the suspect pod. OLR-4 planted his boot-like feet in a combat stance and leveled his blaster rifle. The open hatch should have revealed the interior of the pod, but instead it exposed what seemed to be yet another hatch, sealed shut. Before OLR-4 could move, the inner hatch had telescoped from the pod with enough force to launch two security droids and three worker droids halfway across the hangar. Immediately, OLR-4 and three others opened fire on the battering ram and the cargo pod itself, but the blaster bolts were deflected and sent ricocheting through the hole. OLR-4 rushed to one side, firing steadily and intent on gaining a better vantage on the intruders. In front of him, two security droids lost their heads to well-placed shots. OLR-4's internal monitors told him that his blaster was overheating and close to depletion, but OLR-4 kept firing while he attempted to angle behind the battering ram. He had almost reached the pod when a bolt caught him in the left shoulder. He staggered, but somehow managed to remain upright until a second bolt struck him in the opposite shoulder. He landed on his back with his legs wedged beneath the pod. Looking up, he had a glimpse of the armed force that had infiltrated the freighter. A dozen or so bipedal flesh and bloods, sheathed in mimetic suits and black body armor, their faces hidden behind rebreather masks whose oxygen recyclers resembled fangs. OLR-4's photoreceptors focused on a human with long black hair that fell in thick coils to his broad shoulders. The servo motors of the droid's right hand tightened on the blaster's trigger bar, but the fatigued and overheated weapon's only response was a mournful whir as it powered down and shut off. Glimpsing the droid, the long-haired human swung and fired. OLR-4's heat sensors redlined and his overloaded systems wailed. Circuits melting, he relayed a final image to the central control computer, then winked out of existence. The reassuring hum of machines on the Revenue's bridge was interrupted by a grating tone from the scanner array. Gliding across the command walkway, Dalte Dauphine queried the droid stationed at the scanner.
Long-range monitors report a cluster of small ships advancing all speed on our position, the droid answered.
What? What did you say?
The Celestin elaborated.
Authenticators identify the ships as cloak shapes, and one Tempest